Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia presents this unabridged recording of Please Gamble Irresponsibly, the Rise, Fall and Rise of Sports Gambling in Australia. Written by Titus O'Reilly and read by Titus O'Reilly. Introduction. A bit each way and every way. There's a story from World War I, perhaps apocryphal, but possibly true, that sums up Australia's love of gambling. A group of Australian soldiers were playing two-up, wagering on coin tosses. A Turkish airman, flying overhead, seeing their heads going up to the sky and then bowing down to the ground, decided it would be wrong to bomb such devout men in the middle of prayer, and so their lives were spared. Stories like this have long permeated Australia's culture. We love a drink, a laugh, and a bet. Australians, we are told, will bet on anything from two flies crawling up the wall to less savoury contests like federal elections. But in the last decade, and it's mainly the fault of fourth-generation bookmaker Tom Waterhouse, we have become sick of the amount of sport gambling that is being shoved down our throats. One night a few years ago, I was watching an AFL game on TV and realised it was actually just gambling ads, interrupted ever so occasionally by brief snippets of footy. Since I'm a Melbourne supporter, this wasn't the end of the world, but it shocked me how pervasive sports betting has become. The popularity of gambling on horse racing and sport is currently exploding in Australia. I couldn't help but wonder, how did it come to this? I don't gamble on sport. Rather than some high moral stance, the main reason is that I think I'd be hopeless at it. That said, there are times I've felt uneasy about an industry that seems to leave a fair bit of damage in its wake. My first reaction was to say, let's just ban all betting on sport. It's an easy position to take, but it would be hypocritical of me. I consume my fair share of alcohol, a substance that causes a lot more damage in the community than gambling, and I'd be furious if the government tried to ban it just because some people can't handle it. I'm sure many keen gamblers feel the same. Why should they have to give up a pleasurable pastime just because some people can't control their spending? Should the few ruin it for the many? Part of the difficulty is that gambling taps into that belief Australians have that we're experts when it comes to sport. Just watch the Winter Olympics with any Australian and see them comment with expertise on the moguls, despite the fact they've never gone skiing in their life. It means many Australians see sports betting as a game of skill, rather than the pure chance of lotteries and the pokies. The reality is, as anyone who's seen their mates gamble knows, all of them are idiots. The ones who say they're winning money probably aren't. The trouble is, I'm not sure banning gambling on sport would work. It's been attempted in Australia before, and it was about as effective as a Nick Kyrgios French Open tilt. While banning gambling might not be the answer, I'm certain the current let's let gambling run free position of our state and federal governments is not ideal either. Surely there's a happy medium somewhere between completely banned and make sure kids know you can bet 24/7.